Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got a couple of things I want to talk about, and first I want to tell you a story. You know, over the years, as I've consulted with budding entrepreneurs, especially back when I had my consulting company before I started the media company, the Small Business Network, that you're listening to right now. I had a consulting business, and I've worked with established businesses mostly, but I also helped people. I usually donated my time to people who were just trying to get out of the ground. They were just literally they didn't know where to start. They didn't, you know, they literally were just getting it on, writing it down on a piece of paper. And it always amazed me how many of those people, those budding entrepreneurs, how many of them had not conducted anything close to a prudent amount of research, but yet many of them were about to start up a business. They were literally, by the time they came to me, they were already, you know, about to pull the trigger and start a business, and yet they knew almost nothing about what they need, all the things they needed to have, all the things they needed to know. In fact, they actually would act like if they didn't just get started right now, they might just pop. Their head might just explode. Well, you know what, folks? That kind of, and many of you out there are in that category. That's where you are right now. And you know what? I know how that is. Believe me, I promise you, I know that feeling. I've been there. I've done that. But that kind of impatience, my friends, and lack of discipline is dangerous. And whenever I was confronted with people who were in that situation, I had to do my best to talk them down off the ledge, because the trick that I had to perform was to walk a fine line between slowing them down just a little to a prudent speed of development without dousing the fire of their entrepreneurial passion with a bucket of tough love. Yes, passion is important. No question about it. When would-be business owners get that faraway look in their eyes at such an impetuous stage of a startup, they have plenty of what I call market passion. Passion for what the business does. They can't wait to sell suits or manufacture motors or bake bagels or whatever your dream is. Put that here. But without full devotion to something else, what I call operating passion, also known as business fundamentals, without operating passion, market passion is no more valuable than the dream. It's just a vapor. Or as my Texas friends say, all hat and no cattle. So this will be on the test, folks. Write this down. Success as a small business owner requires both market and operating passion. Let's talk about those two things. Market passion, devotion to what your business does, is like a mother's love for your newborn baby. It's the easy kind. Market passion is the easy kind. Unfortunately, in business, it can be too easy. Sometimes market passion is so easy and so natural and so exciting that it just rolls over everything else, and so it can be too easy. The other one, though, the object of operating passion is less adorable than a little baby, right? It's less adorable, but it's no less important. It's dedication to consistently executing management fundamentals while accepting a return on investment timeline that pushes the boundaries of deferred gratification. That's operating passion, folks. I'm going to read that again. It's dedication to consistently executing management fundamentals while accepting a return on investment timeline that pushes the boundaries of deferred gratification. Yes, I had to read that. I want to get it right. It's similar to how parents love their teenagers even when they don't like them very much. See, I told you it was less adorable. But you got to think about that, folks. You got to practice, you got to execute the management fundamentals. And while you're doing that, you have to accept the fact that whatever you want to happen, whatever timeline you're projecting, whatever goals and accomplishments you want to have, you're going to push the boundaries. Your business is going to push the boundaries of what we call deferred gratification, being able to put off today for something better tomorrow. And you're going to have to learn how to do that. That's all part of the operating passion. A starry-eyed startup must make the distinction between market and operating passion. You've got to know the difference. You got to be prepared to commit to both of them. Passion for what you sell won't be enough when sales fall below projections. When payables exceed receivables, and they almost always do. And when it's time to make payroll. That's right. Friday's coming up real soon. And when you lose one of your best customers. Happens to me. It happens to you. If it hasn't, it will. Or when you have to let an employee go. And guess what, folks? And those of you who've been in business for a while, you're way ahead of me. You're already saying what I'm about to say. Sometimes all those things I just said happen on the same day. It's right. It's amazing. Well, but if you're not prepared to take all that in stride and to be passionate about the operating fundamentals, about the operating part of your business, the market side is easy. The operating side is not, but you got to have passion for both. It isn't possible to list all the challenges that the marketplace can throw at your business, but regardless of what and when, sustainable success requires you to manage both market and operating passions so proficiently that you become a high-performing, professional small business CEO, not someone who once dreamed of being one. Small business success requires both kinds of passion, market and operating. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.